Hey, Wowzer fams, Mindy here, and we know you have had some amazing teachers who have added a lot of wow to your world through the years. So, for Teachers Appreciation Week, we want to celebrate your teachers who wow. Tell us about a teacher who wows your world at tinkercast.com/teachers who wow for a chance to win your teacher a wow prize pack, including headphones and wow goodies for the whole class. That's tinkercast.com/teachers who wow to enter your teacher from now until May 3rd. That's it. And now let's get back to the show.
Hey, Mindy, I got a surprise for you.
A surprise? For me?
Phew. Well, not really for you, unless you like moldy bread and rotting apples.
Ooh, my favorite!
Yuck.
So, you know how we challenged each other this month to be more environmentally friendly?
Yes. Oh, and that reminds me. I gotta say hi to the trees across the street later today. Hi, trees!
Uh-huh. Well, I made this compost bin that breaks down my leftover organic food waste and turns it into this amazing fertilizer that helps the kale grow in my micro-garden.
Well, Guy Raz, I have to say that is pretty wow, but I think I might have got you beat.
Okay, let's see it.
Hold on a sec. Let me just turn this puppy on here. Ta-da!
It's so bright! My eyes! And is that buzzing?
Guy Raz, you are looking at over 50,000 fireflies! I thought, what better way to conserve energy than to get rid of all my light bulbs and use a more natural source of light instead?
Hold on, Mindy. Wait a minute. You replaced all the lights in your gingerbread mansion with 50,000 fireflies?
Yep. They've been out of work since the summer, so their schedule was clear.
But don't you think it's a little loud, for our game show and all?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, fireflies. We got a game show to do. Hit the garbage disposal.
And clog the drains.
In three, two, one.
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after laughing so hard that you pee a little, it's
Two What's and a Wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Two What's and a Wow! Welcome back, Wowzers! It's time for another buzzing round of Two What's and a Wow!
Two What's and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats. And the category for today is insects. Mindy, why don't you remind our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with three scientific statements about insects. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements is a true scientific wow about insects? Is it A, there is only one kind of insect in Antarctica?
Or is it B, at the time of dinosaurs, insects were even smaller than they are today?
Or is it C, some crickets are born pregnant?
When you think you know the answer, whisper it into the nearest spider web.
We're going to give you a quick break to give you a chance to think, and when we come back, we'll reveal whether your wow is the winning wow.
Two What's in a Wow, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home. every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Okay, Wowzers, we're back. It's time to reveal the winning wow.
But before we do, let's do a quick review.
We gave you three scientific statements about insects and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, there's only one kind of insect in Antarctica?
Or was it B, at the time of dinosaurs, insects were even smaller than they are today?
Or was it C, some crickets are born pregnant?
And to answer today's question, joining us by phone, it's Chase from Massachusetts. Chase, what's the winning wow?
My wow in the world is that there's only one insect in Antarctica called the Antarctic midge.
Winner, winner, chocolate-covered crickets for dinner!
If you guessed A, that there's only one kind of insect in Antarctica, congratulations, you found the winning wow!
There is only one type of insect tough enough to brave the freezing temperatures of Antarctica, and that insect is the Antarctic midge. Antarctic midges can change how their body works when temperatures get too cold.
They spend about 9 months of the year frozen solid and can survive almost a month without oxygen. Now, if you guessed B, it turns out that hundreds of millions of years ago, some insects weren't tiny at all. Giant bugs were actually common on Earth.
In fact, an ancestor of the modern-day dragonfly had a wingspan of 25 inches or about 65 centimeters. That's like the length of 4 or 5 candy bars end-to-end. Nowadays, dragonflies have wingspans of only 2 to 5 inches.
And if you guessed C, while crickets are not born pregnant, aphid nymphs can be born pregnant. These newborn female aphids typically give birth around 10 days old.
Now that's wow.
So Mindy, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Guy Raz, all of our winning wowzers today will be taking home their very own invisible fly fibers.
Fly fibers? What are those, Mindy?
Well, you know fly swatters, right, Guy Raz? Well, they're just kind of a harsh way to greet flies, you know?
Actually, Mindy, I don't think those are meant for greeting flies.
Well, now you have a much kinder and friendlier way to tell your flies hello. The Invisible Fly Fiver offers a teeny tiny hand that will gently give your fly a high five, making them feel extra special.
Well, okay, then congratulations to all of our winning wowzers. That's just about all the time we have for today.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Insect Inspector.
Like all good scientists know, field research is one of the most important things you can do as a scientist. So we challenge you to head to your nearest outdoor space. Maybe it's your backyard or a local park.
And do some field research for yourself. See if you can find any bugs crawling or flying around. Be sure to bring a notebook and write down all of your scientific observations.
And ask yourself some questions. What does it look like? How is it moving? Does it make any sounds?
And don't forget to take a photo or video. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Well, that's all for today. Be sure to check back on Friday for another round of Two What's and a Wow. And Monday for a brand new episode of Wow in the World. Until then, keep on wowing! Two What's in a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Our writing team is made up of Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, Ruth Morrison, and Heba Gouda.
Elisheba Atoop adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight, Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two What's in a Wow is now a book. Find it wherever books are sold or visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info.
And for more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming Two What's in a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening, and keep on wowing!
Two What's in a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Sony Music Entertainment.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.